T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Slacker and Steve.
If I'm on their website and the business is offering this service, then I'm not going to feel guilty by using the service.
What are you talking about?
You know, apparently, is it acceptable or not acceptable to order delivery during a storm, have food delivered?
I actually know people. This is a hot debate, like on the neighborhood Facebook pages and stuff and next door. Like, legit. Has anybody ever heard of this before today?
Yeah,
I have too, but
I'm really curious how the younger generation feels, because I am, for probably the first time in my entire life, 100% on Team Steve. Don't offer delivery. I don't give an F if it's snowing.
Right.
The reason I'm getting his delivery is because I don't want to drive in the snow.
And the reason why they're offering this service is a profit thing, because...
Correct.
Right, it's a way to get...
You could hazard pay it. I guarantee you there are people out there who would be like, yeah, man, it sucks out there. I'd pay double the delivery fee to get some tacos delivered, but it's not morally reprehensible. I mean, if the guy died on his way to my house, I'd feel bad. But he could die on his way to my house on a calm day.
Exactly.
How is that my fault?
And did he get me my food and then died? Because then that's...
There is an order that you wanted to go in. Because you've seen those things where, like, the old man's mowing his grass, and then he, like, heels over, and then the fire department comes, and they try to save him, but then they finish mowing the grass. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like the paramedics who show up at the accident scene is like, oh, looks like Steve's ordered some tacos tonight. I don't think they're going to finish.
The body's cold, and my food is cold.
So does anybody... Do you feel Aaron would be the one?
I do feel a little guilty.
Why?
They wouldn't work there then if they.
No, I understand that, and I know that, like, doesn't the company have insurance or something that they give to?
Should.
But I would feel so guilty if something happened.
But it could happen on a random sunny Tuesday.
But the odds are different.
They are different. Then he shouldn't be driving that day.
Exactly. Or they provide 4-wheel drives or something. Yeah. They're offering this service. They've covered all bases to enact the service.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I used to, so DJing, I work a job where I have to travel long distances, and sometimes the weather isn't good, but I'm making that choice to drive the distance to then get paid.
Yeah,
yes.
Stop treating these people like victims. They chose the job. They chose to deliver.
I do think you gotta tip them nicely, though, when they're there.
Sure.
If the weather's bad, which I know, I mean, that's not an issue with Steve.
I don't know. Because Steve now, he's admitted on the air that his stupid avocado sandwich at VI is costing him like $40.
By the time
all the fees are kicked in, I think if there was a snow charge, he'd be like, nope, I'm not tipping you anymore.
I now go get it myself, yeah.
Oh, such a big move. I don't even know why you'd go in and DJ on a snowy day. Nobody's coming.
Well, yeah, but I still get paid. So it's that decision that, well,
so
I still want to get paid,
in
so I
there.
Take the risk. Yeah.
That's so stupid. All right, as long as we're talking about restaurants and the difference in the generations, because clearly at least one of them is weird. It's the other debate that's out there right now from TikTok is, do you clean your own table at a restaurant?
And this is a generational thing.
It 100% is, but it's the opposite way that I thought it would be. The younger generation tends to clean their table up, which I call BS on. But the older, according to this thing, they show that, like, the millennials and Z's or whatever, it was Z's, I think, were at a table, and when they left, the plates were stacked. And when the boomers left, everything was just in disarray.
If you poll servers, they'll hate the young generation for doing that.
I think it depends on the restaurant.
Some will say, though, it's thoughtful and we appreciate it. They want to stack it themselves. They stack it a certain way.
But I'm pretty smart. I get like
it's not like bowl, plate, knife, bowl. Like
you match the bowls on the plate.
I do match the bowl.
Yeah.
The silverware in the bowl.
And it's like a pyramid. Big plates on the bottom. Sure. Working your way to. But you
trash
are,
all in one section.
Yes. Okay. But I have definitely heard servers go, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Because five of us at a table. I stacked my little pyramid of stuff up. You did. Now they can't.
I'll gather Aaron's oval plate and put it with my oval plate.
Oh, okay.
You
That's
know what I'm saying? Then. Like El Jardin is one of those restaurants that has like bowl some plate. Big oval plates, and then they have regular round plates depending on what you get. So if you got like the enchilada platter, you got rice and beans on the side. So I'll grab everybody's oval plate.
Everyone's
plates.
Bowl to get yes. similar, you stack it.
Yes.
Okay, I don't think they would mind that.
They wouldn't. I don't think. But who would have thunk? This is the reason this is the opposite of what I think. Because you and I have been to this, the showdown thing, CSU versus CU.
Yeah.
There's this section where the old farts hang out, where it's like all the people who graduated from CU or CSU, and they all get together and they're tailgating their faces off and whatever. And then there's the rest, the students, and they're all tailgating just kind of sporadically throughout the whole thing. When I left the showdown the last time, I walked through the old people section, there was not one beer can, not one.
Oh, thoughtful.
Not one chip bag,
wow.
Not one red solo cup, nada. The second you stepped out of their perimeter, it was World War III. Those kids just dropped. They're just, you're done with a beer, just drop it. Like that Mile High's parking lot was a freaking dumpster fire because of the Gen Zs.
So that would make you think that when it comes
yes.
to this, stacking plates at the
would
table,
be the old people.
And it was because they feel sorry for the server. Or?
But I think maybe the old people are like,
that's their job.
Yes. And if you want them to drive your house in the freezing cold, F them. It's their job.
The part that makes me cringe is, nothing personal about anybody in this room.
Don't worry, I'll still take it personal.
There's another story out there that says using that whole nothing personal is a passive-aggressive, manipulative thing to say. Because like I just completely disabled. You can't be mad at me now. Nothing personal, but you don't sweat much for a fat chick. They're going to take it personal.
Okay, I was going to say, when you offer to grab everyone else's bowls,
yes.
you know, their spit and their food, they're touching their...
That's
why you let the server do it. That's why you don't do it.
They're getting paid to get infected
to
by my spit.
All of our Nothing against your guys' spit. I'm sure it's just fine. But
you guys can all spit on my hands right now.
Okay, no.
This is turning into something different.
Do I have to tip more for that?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.